Greetings of grace and peace and Christian love to each one this morning. Thank you, Brother Chris, for those thoughts and the prayer there. This morning I rejoice at being here with you all and worshiping and tremble before you as we look into God's Word. Could we turn to John 17? This beautiful prayer here that Christ prayed before he was crucified. He prayed to his Father. As I read this prayer, I tremble before it, before even considering reading this. It's such a beautiful prayer, and I won't be able to do it any justice. I will read through it and then just make a couple of comments. So if you could follow along with me, I'll try to read clearly and we'll move along here. John 17. These words Jesus spake. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. As this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I am come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, and for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. My burden for my life and is as we go through life and there's struggles that we face and as we continue to endeavor to deny ourselves and to live overcoming lives, there's such a great need of us being one with God, of allowing His Spirit to dwell within us and to rule and to reign there, because when we are separated from God, then we will sin. We eventually will sin. I believe it. We are very vulnerable to sin, but as we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, and we are exercising that, and we are allowing God to have His way in our hearts and lives. It brings an overcoming life. When we put God over here, and I will use Him when I need Him, and so forth. But God wants us to always have Him dwelling within us and allowing Him to direct our lives. So they're in verse 3, and this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That is what a treasure, we need to know Him to receive eternal life and to be with Him in glory. But there's such a great key there that when we know Him, we become more one with Him, and we start thinking more like Him, and when we hate the things He hates and love the things He loves. We will love righteousness and hate sin and iniquity. If that's in my life or whoever it is, and to know, when we know something, it's to perceive with certainty and to clearly understand. If we understand God more and more, I know we won't be able to completely, but if we can understand Him more clearly and His will, I think it does us great wonders. Then there in verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. What a beautiful testimony that is. Jesus was able to say to His Father with all confidence that He finished the work that He gave Him to do. That's a very holy testimony. Even when you think of our earthly Father, and if He would give us something to do, and we'd say, "Oh yeah, we're done," but did I completely clean up, sweep the barn out nice or whatever, or did I sweep, around the corners and it's still dirt laying around? But if we're able to say that I've finished the work which Thou gavest me to do with all confidence and with joy in our heart, and it's very powerful testimony. Yeah, there's just so much in here. I won't be able to near touch on everything. There in verse 12, it says, well, in verse 11, now I am come no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. We see there the secret of being kept spiritually well and continue to be saved is in the name of the Father. It's in walking with Him. And yes, and it's in Him that we can be kept. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, verse 15, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In verse 19, and for their sake I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Him laying his life down, that we may be sanctified. He gave his own life and shed his own blood, that we could be sanctified, that we could be redeemed back to the Father. And I just rejoice at that kind of a life that each one of us are called to. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. There in verse 21, if we are not living overcoming lives, and living above sin and the world and our own flesh, the world won't believe that who Jesus is, I believe. And isn't that, it's so terrible, isn't that the case in way too many lives that people call themselves Christians? It's the blaspheme that is. And yes, may we live in a way that the world believes that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer, our Lord and Savior, our Master. I, in verse 23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And again, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. We cannot be made perfect in ourselves. We can try to better ourselves, but it's only through Jesus Christ that we can be made perfect. And yes, it's just over and over here how Jesus said about that we may be one with Him, and that the world may know that God sent Him. That the world may know who He is, that He is Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, and it's that was just really his burden that we could be one, that He could be one and we could be one with Him and with God, and that the world may know who He is. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me, and may be in them, and I in them." Here he's saying this to his father right before his crucifixion. He's talking about that the love wherewith thou hast loved me. Could that be my testimony? If that would be required of me to be crucified in that way, of giving up my life on my own will, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. So as we allow God to rule, His Spirit to rule and to reign in our hearts and lives, and as we are more one with Him, what does that look like? What is coming from my life? What are the fruits coming from my life? May it be God Himself shown more from my life. Because it's God, as we are more with God, it's only God Himself that can come from our lives, I believe. God is there, yeah. And it's surrendering our lives that we may more fully glorify Him, to further His kingdom, to be only about His work and not about my own things and my own passions, but not only do 70% of the time for God and then 30% for myself. You know, how can I completely 100% of the time allow God, His Spirit, His Word to reign and to rule and to direct my life? And then as we walk in that, I believe we will walk an overcoming life more fully, and Jesus Christ's life will come forth from our lives more clearly, and He will be glorified. That's all that I have. I rejoice at being here and worshiping with you all your brethren, and We are very thankful for each one, and wish the Lord's greatest blessing upon each one.